On March 11th, 2020, Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns sent out an email stating that all classes would move online the following week and that the COVID-19 era was officially among us. Over 1 year later, there have been some major changes, one of which is the struggle to host events and encourage any sort of gathering. This is one problem that the Department of Theater and Dance continues to battle against. However, Arlo Whitaker in The 12th Night Murder seems to be the perfect fit for current COVID-19 restrictions and protocols. Writer and director David Little stepped up to the plate and created a work to get back into the swing of things.
Because we'll have multiple cameras capturing the event, and I'm a theater artist, I'm not like a film or television person, I have to start thinking about, okay, I can get close-ups. I submitted this piece mostly because it was a radio play, and there is a large amount of versatility that can be utilized when producing it.
The interesting dynamic of performing on stage but to an audience at home is one that brings excitement, nerves, and a unique twist on the art form. Junior Carmilla Lowe says that this is the perfect opportunity to seize the moment and gain valuable skills as a performer.
I always take things as like an opportunity to learn something new. So I think it's a fun challenge, and hopefully, you know, when everything gets back to normal, we won't ever have to do it again. But it's just cool to be able to learn and kind of be a part of this new wave of theater in this way.
Because of mask use and social distancing, the rehearsal process has forced the actors to get creative and find new ways to get into character. Sophomore Ben Brock is playing the title character Arlo Whitaker and takes this opportunity as one to push the limits of his acting.
It offers challenges in like how you partner with your other castmates, but you find creative ways to get around those then and exaggerate your expressions. So we'll be working with just like, you know, 40% of our face wearing masks. Then we start to lean into the physicality.
Tickets to the live-streamed event can be bought through the University Theater, and the production will take place April 22nd through the 25th. In Muncie, Drew Pierce, IPR News.